And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, unafeared again, here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, here in Michigan, and we're in the outskirts of something. You know, it's west, about an hour west of Detroit, so we're hanging out with some of the activists here. This morning now may be coming in, and then we're working on, we may get a Michigan State legislator in the next hour, so that'd be cool. Rick's working on that. And he has a friend that's in the legislature and wants to come on today or tomorrow, and we'll try and get him on today so we can yakety about it. You know, my there's a story. I don't know if we have it up yet or it was already up. It's I saw it with my kids. They see a lot of Trump rallies, you know, just truck rallies and going everywhere. Well, there was one in Pennsylvania to where Biden had, like, a no-show, and, you know, nobody came. So the Trump trucks came. You know, he said, hey, what's up? You need some people? You know, you chumps. You bunch of chumps. You're chumps for voting for Trump. You know, Trump chump. And I'm, any and everybody that I talk to, the more left individuals on the internet and so on, they're kind of, yeah, this is, momentum's Trump. You know, this is, and what does that mean? You know, I'm not a big giant Trump fan for a lot of reasons, but, you know, compared to what? I mean, is that what we're always looking for? Not as bad guy? Oh, man, it's to be sad. So, it's not about this election. It's about you. It's about, you know, decisions that you make. That was one thing I remember El Neal made a big deal out of. He goes, you live in an anarchist society. You know, nobody tells you when to get up or what to do or what. I mean, you know, you can pretty much you go down and you buy what you want, you get what you want, you vote with your dollars. You know, what you support, what you do, what you, you know, but we're having people that are losing their jobs because they're not taking vaccines. They refuse to either wear a mask or not taking vaccines or whatever, and I guess I'm out of here. You know, Audi, bam, boom, done. But they suffer. So then what? Well, there's going to be created a private industry. People are going to start being paid cash. People are, oh, but we're going to do away with cash. You're not able to do any kind of transaction unless it goes through our new digital dollar of the man and pushes the button and you're off. This is what I think is coming. And I'm sad to hear that we got to go through that, but it'll create a more robust society where we have the opportunity to hire and work with people that are of like mind. Now, that was one of the guys in the Telegram, Silver Mike, has someone that's working on, I think they call it scuttlebutt. You know, it's like a reputation thing. Well, it just so happens the fourth letter of reprisal on piratewithoutborders.com has a very specific outline on just such a kind of reputation, social media ability to where you have the resume, the pirate resume of any individual you wish to hire. This is, I'll give you a good example. You know, Bob Anderson just made it back yesterday to Arizona from Massachusetts, where he has a home just south of the border on New Hampshire. That home, he needed somebody to house sit. Who? You know, there's Free State Projects, you know, people that are you know, within a half hour away or something. You know, is there anybody? Yeah, I know somebody, you know, and they hooked it up and she'll be staying there and taking care of business and so on. But who do you have live in your home that you grew up in as a baby? You know, who's that? How do you know? What's your reputation? You know, how they worked before? What's their character? And how would you know? You know, you need a Liberty community listing of who vouches for and how and why, and their reputation precedes them. Well, that's what I'm looking forward to, is seeing if we can get some kind of a social media that's not about anything other than just reputation. That's what, you know, you go across the country. This is, I give you an example. There was a family that lived in Massachusetts. He was a big IT guy, invested well, you know, in some tech companies. You know, he got AOL at nothing, then it went to 80, whatever, and then it took a dump after that. But before it did, you know, he purchased a ranch in Arizona. When he called, he goes, you know, who's the libertarian in Arizona? Who, you know, I get a phone call. Hey, you know, do you know somebody that can? Yes, I do. My wife's a real estate agent. She'll take care of you. Boom. Done. This is what we need. This is what we need. We need to have to where, you know, by state geography or by issue or something, you know, who can help. You know, the problem is that everybody wants your help, you know, but you set your price. You go, hey, you know, I know. What's your reputation score? Okay, I give you your solid guy discount. You know, who has the equipment? Who has a backhoe? Who has a bulldozer? Who has an excavator? Who can dig a hole? Who can put in post? Who has an auger? Who can, you know, this is the kind of thing. Well, a lot of people, they want to, we need to have a community where we have shared stuff. That doesn't usually work. You know, unless it's families and your son breaks it, you know, then what are you going to do? But they, this is where I see this going. And it's going to be over the next year. People, if it happened before, it'll happen again. This lockdown stuff, I mean, the government demonstrated its capability of destroying your livelihood. And, man, they did a good job. And what do they always do? It's fear. Fear is the mind killer. That comes from movie Dune. Paul Muad'Dib. You know, the remake of that is coming out one of these days when they ever show movies. I did see that the new James Bond movie, they're talking about releasing it online. They, you know, through whatever streaming something. And I'm going, yeah, this might be where it goes. I mean, we kind of saw this is where it's going anyway. People, it's a hell of a lot cheaper, you know, to just, even if I got to pay $30, you know, well, how much is it for, you know, you to take a date, your wife, your family? Yeah, you get your $14 popcorn and the, I mean, you know, screw it, man. I got a nice big TV and comfort of my home and I can hit pause. So I'm good. You know, we'll do that. And they just keep get better and better and better and better and better monitors, you know, 4K, 8K. I remember we saw up at the Consumer Electronics Show about 5 years ago, they had big, giant wall television. And, I mean like, you know, 20 feet high, 30 feet long. I mean, it was, you know, a wall. And you had to go up to it to see the pixels. You had to get up like within 8 inches or something to see that it was made up of little dots. They were tight. 8K. Oh, they'll never have 8K. They'll never transmit 8K. You won't have enough bandwidth for 8K. Never know 8K. It's not going to have 8K. Forget about 8K. There's no 8K. How many times have I heard that? You'll never have video on the internet. You'll never do 4K. You'll never do HD. You'll never. I mean, you know, the answer is yes. It's just how much, you know, and time. And then, of course, I remember when the 4K televisions came out and they're, you know, $5,000, $6,000. Now they give them away as door prizes. So this is, you know, whenever I hear that, you know, never, I'm like, really? You know, what evidence, what's your bona fides? You know, a lack of imagination? Yep. We'll be right back. Go over the headlines, maybe I'll come in and maybe we'll get a state rep, talk about Michigan and stuff. Well, you guys stick around. We'll have some fun. Peace. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling confused about the current economic reports that dominate the headlines? Not sure if this is a good time to buy or sell your home, or feel like the process can be overwhelming and confusing? This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I can take some of the guesswork out of the home buying or selling process, providing you with market trends in your area and detailing what to expect before, during, and after the process. A home is a place where the most important moments in your life happen, so making sure that you know exactly what to expect along the way helps to ensure that you have control. The future is here, so let me help you move forward with your real estate needs. Being in the real estate business for almost 20 years now has afforded me knowledge of the market, networking with industry specialists along the way. Now more than ever, you need an agent that can help you make sense of what many think is a complicated and mysterious process. Feel free to call or message me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819. 1819, or visit my webpage today at donnahancock.com.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Yeah, Donna's checking the bandwidth. Making sure that it's going through. And you guys get in Telegram, tell me when you got levels and everything's good, and so we're still testing. We might even play some music in the second, third hour. Well, we're working on it. And we're going to take today off and kind of, we got a lot of work to do and so on, but we're not going to be driving because we'll hit it hard after the show tomorrow on Tuesday, and then we'll just drive, trying to get west. And we need to be in Washington State by the weekend, so we're working on that. It's, you know, drove 700-800 miles, and we still got 2,000 miles to go. Holy crap! You know, the one thing is the bus is being awesome. You know, it is. You know, I mean, it took a lot of work on every freaking little system of it, everything, but it drives great. The new steering box is good. The brakes are evened out. We adjusted everything. Got it actually, you know, stops well. We have, I mean, it's still heavy, you know, but, they'll give it what fur. I'll hit them mirror brakes. Then get the trailer brakes, the Invisi brake on the Jeep, you know, adjusted where it's kind of, you know, it's stopping itself, maybe pull a little bit on the bus. That's good. And then we need to dump a bunch of stuff. We went like a week and a half. Without dumping, or we don't fill up all the way with water, you know, but it's because it's a big-ass tank, man. That's for camping forever, but the that thing has to be hundreds of gallons. I mean, it's huge. It takes up the whole underside of the bed. I mean, you know, damn. And then, let's see, we got it mostly, you know, all the decals and everything. There's a couple little bit more things that we could do, but it's got to warm up before we got the big, you know, graphics on and so on, so that looks good. Let's see. Now we got to work on the studio. We got different ideas for the green screen back. We got one, but I think I got a better idea that we can snap and play. We got the idea from Taryn's RV, the way they did the screen from the windshield. I go, ooh, that'd be good. Let's do that. So we're working on that. And then now the big thing is I put into the Telegram with the guys, and you guys can help me too, publisher@freedomsphoenix.com, or you go to the front page of Freedoms Phoenix, and on the left side, you just on the far left, you'll see join us on Telegram, and that's the Declare Your Independence Telegram. And what I really need is, okay, which social media are we going to be using? Because Freedoms Phoenix was set up to be a social media. I mean, I could, you know, kick it up a notch, and, you know, it's just, it's Freedoms Phoenix. You know, you have your own accounts, you can have your own special editions, you have your own, you know, hot links. That you know, there's a lot of power there. But, you know, it's complicated. You got to learn to use it. So we're going to be, you know, doing the streams buffering. Yeah, because we got a low bandwidth here. It's only like 2-3 up, so it's going to be buffering on the stream. But LRN's good, so you guys go listen live on LRN, you guys be fine. I was contemplating whether we should even stream or not, but I know some of you guys like doing that because you get the, you know, the breaks. But during the breaks, when we got guests in, you know, we're yakking it and stuff. And we may have in-studio guest, and then I don't know if it's going to be in-studio or not, but certainly by phone, maybe a Michigan State rep, so we'll work on that. The One thing that I need to make a selection on, because I'm going to have a week or two for us to actually focus on it when we get to Washington State, and that is the main selection of social media. Now, James Corbett puts all his stuff on his own site. Now, we don't do the video that way. Everything else we put on, but the video. And we could, you know, it takes up a lot of bandwidth and so on, and we could, but, you know, that's another step up, and some of them we do. I mean, you know, stuff I really want to keep, you know, I do that. But everything else goes to the IPFS, so I'm going, you know, it's there. So I'm not really super concerned about. What I'm really concerned about is the promotion of a liberty-oriented social media platform for video. You know, now, Library went to Odyssey. They're doing that. You go over Minds, and we do DTube, and we got Float, and we got, and we got, and we got. Luke Radowski suggested, he goes, if you make a YouTube channel private, you don't run the risk of all them canceling and so on, but you still get to use their codec. Because what happens when you load it up, you can automatically download to other platforms from there. And you can set it up to do that, and then you can get it in different resolutions. You can get high, you know, and all the way down, and which ones that you put different places. So I'm going, yeah, that seems like that would work. That's a good idea, right up until they don't let you do it anymore. I don't like the centralized, you know, they, them, those servers, man. I'm trying to stay. I know, everybody's on my, but Ernie, you'll get, I go, yeah, right up until you really need them. You know, this election cycle was a really good example of what they're willing to do. And you think they're not going to go to the next level? They're not done. This is just starting. You know, we're going to have to stay on this for a while. You know, it's going to be a year of highlighting the good guys and what can be done and by whom and how. And I, you know, so I'm really excited about, you know, learning a lot of this stuff. So you got to keep in mind, in 2009-10, around there, it's after the Levolution first cycle in the 08 election cycle with the Ron Paul Levolution. And then we say, all right, let's get all serious about it. And we spent months, I mean literally months, 3, 4, 5 months, getting everything all set up, having it automatically feed into, making it automated. It gets posted here, it goes there, it does, and then Facebook and YouTube and everybody started screwing with us. And I'm going, yeah, don't think that we weren't on the list long time ago. I mean, all you guys now are being demonetized, deplatformed, and all that kind of stuff. But we weren't looking to be, you know, platformed or monetized and all that kind of stuff. We were just, you know, wanting to have, you know, what could be stable. Well, when they started going, they go, oh, you played 7 seconds of Led Zeppelin, man. You're so not allowed. We're going to, yeah, you're going to, I don't pay attention anymore. I don't care. Because I could see it coming. There was a program called Graffiti or something like that, to where you would be able to have it automated from an RSS feed or from your site go straight to Facebook. And it was, you know, you interfaced your site with them. We do some of that on Twitter, and we have, you know, feeds that go to different things. And they keep changing it all the time. So they change it to where you'd have to change it. You got to go to the different, you know. It was so much time. A lot of these guys that have YouTube channels, I sit there and I think, that would be nice if that's all I did. You know, if I just said all I did was produce 1, 2, 3 videos a day and just, you know, commented on the news, did a bunch of stuff, and then, you know, and that's what I was relying on, you know, and I worked on that. We could do all kinds of funky stuff and spend time, and we get it. You know, we get the equipment and we get ready to, you know, make it all pretty and the crawlers and nice, and oh my goodness, I might have to wear a tie again. But, you know, I'm going, you know, there's no room for activism in there. You know, it's content of what? It's always about what other people are doing. It's always about the headlines. It's always opinion on something. I'm a street activist. You know, how do we get out and help people and do it and tell their story? You know, their stories, the real stories. America, Americans, you know. That's what we're focusing on. So if you guys got ideas and different social media you think we should be using and ones that you like and how they're starting to operate, we're working with some of them, get what we need. But you got suggestions, I'm listening.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Oh, prepping for the whatever. You know, prepping, getting ready for, doing, you know, I'm not sure what to tell you guys other than it's not over. It's the end. It's not the beginning of the end, but the end of the beginning. You know, well, here we go. We knew this was coming. You know, Rick Kurt from Michigan here. I had something nice to say on Telegram. I'll read it in a second. But has a friend that's in the legislature here, and we're working on that. Donna's working on it now. Get him on. That'd be interesting, I will share. He wrote, as I told you the first time you had me come on your show, I had no idea what to expect meeting up with you. I just knew I had to do it. After realizing the end game of the government tyrants, I knew I had to do something to fight against it. When you announced the Love Bus Liberty Tour, I had to be part of it, and I also knew you had the answer to the question, how? You showed me how to spread the word in a way that's nonviolent, non-confrontational, and in most cases legal. It's perfect for the average man, family, or woman trying to make ends meet and always struggling against the tide of the government's rulers, regulations, and taxes. Doing sign campaigns is the perfect way to make some kind of difference without getting shot or going to jail. That pretty much sums it up. You know, it's you know, what are they going to do to you? You put up a sign, you know, I love that one, you know, come get some. So we'll have some fun with that, but that's what we're doing. And it's not a, you know, we haven't done, you know, Trump, Biden, or left, right, or whatever. It's an issue thing. A lot of people don't realize the Republicans was born out of the Lincoln campaign. You know, it was an anti-slavery thing. It was a single issue kind of deal. A lot of these parties came up back when you're used to be able to, until they had this two-party system. Might as well just call them the fascist party. The before they did that, it was issues that people would run on. I mean, issues. A lot of times, single issues, like women's suffrage, or, you know, they hate alcohol or something, you know, and the will of the people would express themselves in these, and they have tickets, you know, join the ticket, you know, cast your ticket, get the ticket. You would actually, they would hand out ballots, and you would get a printed, you know, piece of paper that had it all pre-filled out, and you would do it. Then they call split the ticket. What split the ticket meant is they would rip it and then, you know, tape or glue or something else to it. You know, they make their own ticket from these various tickets. That's how it worked, you know. And then they went to what they called the Australian ballot. You know, I'll tell you a whole bunch right there. The Australian ballot meant that the government determined who was on the ticket, you know, who could be voted for. Once the government got control of that, you're done. You know, this is, it's just ratcheting down. You're seeing it happen now. My whole adult life has been, you know, control of who gets to be on the ballot. That's what a lot of my lawsuit was about, is that to get on the ballot, depending on how you were registered, determined how many signatures you needed. If you were independent and not with a party, you had to get 10 times as much, and you only had 10 days to get the signatures when they had like a whole year or something. And I'm going, no. Obviously, I can see what's going on here. It's called the Australian ballot. It's because the government, you know, controlled who went on the ticket, I guess. So when I realized that that's what they were doing, you could see the control mechanism, and that's what's happening now. So we need radical change, radical. Well, a lot of it needs to come down radical. How about, you know, legacy, heritage, the way it used to be, the way it was meant to be? How about that, you know? Well, it's going to be county levels. I think, you know, as I see, it's local municipalities. That's going to be a thing. We go back to Arizona, what am I going to do? You know, whatever community, you prefer to be out of a community, out in the county, so then I got to deal with county. If it does go where it's in a community, then it's like, all right, you want me here? I just need to know. I'm not moving here unless you guys want to get some, because I'm not here to, you know, fight you guys too. You know, do you need, you guys want to free yourself? You do? Okay, well, I'm your new best friend. No? Well, screw you. I'm going out here in the county. So You got to make these kinds of decisions. Well, you can always leave. Yeah? Well, I did. So now, where do I go? Is there somewhere? I remember asking at the League of Cities and Towns. You know, their big, giant conference years ago, and they're, you know, telling you how they're ruling you and everything. I go, where's the freedom community? Where are the people that have good? There wasn't any. They were celebrating. They got 100% of the municipalities to go on their central plan, which is a town management system that they rule from technocracy and technocrats and bureaucrats and whatever, and who you elect don't mean nothing. That's, well, they just kind of set policy. I mean, they'll say that. Oh, we're here, that we're the government. They just kind of policy guys or something. Really? All right. So can the people change the charter to where, you know, let me tell you what the policy is. That was something that Jay Noon challenged. I was there when he did it. You know, it was it Weir or Haneker? I think it was Haneker. He goes in, he goes, all right, you guys are starting to bug me. Here's my fee schedule for bugging me. $50,000 an hour for bugging me. That's my claim. And we're going to, I'll exercise that claim. You keep bugging me. And I go, okay, now you got to tell me why you don't owe me $50,000 for bugging me. So that was interesting. And then 8 Freedom of Information requests. One of them, you know, they answered with the charter for Haneker that was in 1760-80-something. I mean, it was like back in the day. So in there, where it talked about their geographic footprint of what's going to be the town and all that, and they said specifically at the end, there is nothing in this charter that would limit the use of an individual's private ownership of the soil, which means their land. You know, whatever we're saying or whatever they do, nope, you're not allowed to bug somebody for really? Oh, well, you know, let's adjudicate that. You know, I vote, you know, that we take this in consideration of the original founding of this community where you said you weren't going to, and right here, let's talk about it. You know, so this is kind of, you know, you gotta press forward. That was one thing I forwarded to Jay. There were several comments, you know, that, wow, Jay knows what's going on, you know, to the point that, man, he should give classes. You know, there are guys that do this stuff. Those are the ones that get in trouble. They don't get you for not paying your taxes. They get you for teaching people not to pay their taxes. You know, that's kind of, you know, well, Trump only paid $750. And I'm going, you couldn't fix $750? You know, you make millions here and everything, and you still paid $750? What kind of crap is that? But, you know, he prepaid a bunch of stuff and then, you know, whatever. I don't care. They're all, you know, what's in those tax records? Show us your tax records. What are you going to show? He's rich. You know, I want to see Biden's. You know, and where'd this come from? What does this say? And I don't know. I don't think you included that. You know, where's this other, how is it you got all these gazillion-dollar houses working for the government? Where'd that come from? You know, so this is, they had, Pennsylvania here. I don't even know the date. What was the date of that one, that story, Donna, from CNN that you put up? Was that this weekend or something? Yeah, I think it was this weekend. He has a rally. Nobody comes, of course. And then, of course, you know, here comes all the chumps. You Trump chump. You know, he's saying that. Pennsylvania, where he said he's going to phase out, you know, hydrocarbons. Well, they're all, I don't even like calling them fossil fuels. I don't think that's accurate. I think hydrocarbons is a byproduct of the Earth's crust. I think this is, because oil wells keep filling up again. You know, this is one thing they call it abiotic oil. And I remember when we did Peak Oil, Mike Rupert, I think was his name. You know, I was producing for Charles and got him to do pre-interviews and talk and make sure they're not, you know, nuts and stuff. And I had him on, and I just asked him, and I go, how do you know we're running out of oil? Well, because Saudi Arabia told me. I go, really? I mean, you don't even have a 2-mile dipstick or nothing? I go, all right, fine. Come on, tell us all about it. You know, and then they start finding out that the oil fields start filling up again. You know, and wow. Hydrocarbons, product of the earth. Yep, you're going to find that out. And what about coal? You know.
From the fourth letter of Captain Mark, landlubbers are conditioned to believe that the originators of an idea deserve exclusive rights to it, but these innovators are nothing but privateers, granted a monopoly by the crown. Potential inventors are restricted from using their own property and forced to navigate a wilderness of prohibited ideas. These pattern monopolies are intellectual colonization. This alliance of means between the crown and the privateers is not an alignment of ends. Both collude to establish a permission culture, in which everyone second-guesses their own thoughts, never sure which ideas are permissible to develop. But their objectives are different. The crown aims to cripple dissenting opinion, while privateers will only be satiated when all new ideas already fall under their monopoly. This scheme does not protect our information, but seizes it and denies us access. The future belongs to individuals who think, speak, and act freely to create and share without reservation. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free.
Farum. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. Okay. I'm going to try. Even though we're streaming and limited bandwidth, I start clicking around and everything. It'll chop into stuff. Let me know if it starts hurting the show. But I want to go over some of the headlines here. You know, one of the things that on the Telegram, Silver Mike mentioned in the show that I did with Dr. Judy Mikovits, which is our R-rated show. She was pissed, man. Verizon made her husband. So she was F-bombing all over the place. But, you know, she gets excited. And I tell you, she wouldn't want her on my, you know, get on her list, man. That'd be bad. So she's getting some, man. She's at it. And she doesn't really care about Fauci, whatever. But he's getting his, that's for sure. But that's the M.O. of Trump. You put him up on the stage, shine a spotlight on him, and just keep yammering, and you're fired. So I don't know if he can fire him. He's ignoring him, so, you know, screw him. And now they're saying, yep, we need a national mandate for masks. Is that a plug for Biden? Is that what that is? Is it we're succumbing to the fear? I don't know. I don't trust the system. You know, and there are so many enthusiastic people out there. They're not going to go away. You know, it's almost you like, yeah, if Trump loses, what'll happen? It'll get interesting. You know, I don't think the American people will just let it go. They're going to start bifurcating into different communities and doing different things. Even the black community. You know, I don't even really see all these racial communities as separate. But, you know, in Georgia, they created their own community, their own HOA. They got a bunch of land out, and we're here. You know, because we can. Now, if they were white, they'd get lambasted all to hell. But I just, you know, do what it's called. Freedom's the answer. What's the question? Golly. So I'm, you know, that's what I'm seeing coming. That's what's coming. But in that show, I said it's not really attributed to me. It was a reporter that was reporting on us putting newspaper boxes in front of the federal building. After Oklahoma City, they wanted them removed. Oh, we could have a bomb. We'll make them out of plexiglass. We'll put them back. We're not moving it voluntarily. That ain't happening. And a lot of the other newspapers and stuff said the same thing. And then, of course, they put the pressure on. And the only ones that were left were the Libertarian State, Maricopa County Libertarian, Arizona Libertarian. We had our own little newspaper boxes around, and we have one in front of the federal building. And we put fully informed jury information in there. And it got to the point one of the judges go, pay no attention to the orange flyers and the you're not allowed and you can't and, you know, and you better not and all that kind of. So we printed them on rainbow colors. So we had all kinds of different colors and it's like, really? So, and the only one that was left was us and a little rag newspaper called The Beat, which was a, you know, sex, porn, escort, hooker sheet or something, whatever it was, you know. And it was them and us. And the newspapers originally, the main news, said, no, screw you. First Amendment to bite me and it's on public and it's legal and, you know, and suck it. And then, of course, they go to the publisher. They get, you know, it goes from on how high do we got to go to make you do it. And high for me as county chair, it was me. And I go, no. I go, and then they wanted to meet with me, the federal marshals in the building. Sure, not a problem. I go down there. And Channel 5 was going to go with me. And I go, you can't bring press with you. I go, well, then I ain't doing it. I don't have any need. I got to talk to you. I'll trust you guys anyway. And so eventually they built a new federal courthouse and they passed a lot. They moved the entire building and then, downtown, a quarter mile away. And they, instead of having the sidewalks managed by the city, they claimed it all the way up to the street so that you couldn't put anything on it. And the other one, they still had some federal buildings there, and it just disappeared. Somebody just took it. And I go, oh, okay, that's what it's like. And the argument that we made in the press was, that is the greatest insulation, the First Amendment, you have against the Second. Because you're sitting there saying you're worried about Oklahoma City or something, and then, of course, they just put in barriers around all this. It's just a lie. And I go, we're protecting it. No way in hell we're going to leave the employees of the federal building stripped of the First Amendment so that you have only the Second, the protest. We're doing it for your protection because we love you. They go, I hate when these guys do that. Oh, man. Oh. So they built a building. Oh, and it was of glass in Phoenix. In Phoenix, they have this big, giant glass cube. It is so hot in the summer in there. That was just stupidest thing. They're just, God, they're so stupid. They're so stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. Now, I wanted to go over one of the articles here was why the Republicans didn't want to, and this one, the mother of all stock bubbles, all stock market bubbles, this is Steven Lindman. On Zero Hedge. Yeah, the guy gets some skill, gets some street cred. He's on Zero Hedge. So he was talking about how the stock market is a big, giant sham, and Zero Hedge takes attention to Steven Lindman. Somebody likes him. Never before in U.S. equity market history was there as great a disconnect between economic reality and equity prices as now. At a time of economic collapse and likely protracted U.S. depression, market valuations are at or near all-time highs. But what he makes a list of different things here. This is just, extreme. And you take this to screenplay in Hollywood and they go, nah, that's in science fiction or it's not believable. And this is what's going on. Amazon, a company that didn't exist pre-1994, is 43%. Of the S&P 500 Consumer Discretionary Index, 43%, nearly two-thirds of the market is underperforming so far this year. Year to date, only one in three stocks is actually in the green. One in five stocks is down 50% or more from its all-time high. The five largest stocks in the S&P 500 have a combined market cap that equals that of the smallest 389 stocks. Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, four companies, have a combined market cap over $6 trillion that is greater than the GDP of every country in the world minus the U.S. and China. Tesla, having surpassed Walmart with 1/12 of the revenue, has become the ninth largest stock in the U.S. This is, who would believe, it's so prime for a fall. And that's what I'm worried about. That's what we're preparing for. That's what I hope that you're ready. And it's going to be a food thing. Food, 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 food. Get some food. You got to be able to, and heat. Not too hot, not too cold, not too thirsty, not too hungry. This is for your family. This is what I'm talking about. All right. Well, hopefully you guys will get ready. All right. Chinese billionaire will be publishing the Biden files to be dropped every hour. Really? Before it's news. A friend of mine sent this to me, and, he's always got before it's news. Let's see. Site reference here before. Ooh, it's all in Chinese. Oh, okay. On October 22nd, 2020, Mr. Miles Guo posted a photo of Hunter Biden on his GTV Getter. October 22nd, Hunter Biden... Where are they using drugs? Who helped him use drugs? Stay tuned for Lewd Show, which is coming soon. Okay. So it's a bunch of pictures and everything that comes off of his laptop and what they say. China has a lot of pornography and child rape and all kinds of crap going on. This is how they control him. You know, this is how it's done. The main character in the photo is Hunter Biden, who's using drugs. It can be seen from the photo that there are about three people at the scene. The house where Hunter Biden used drugs is a private club owned by Wangwei Zhang of the Beijing Oriental Group. This is breaking. The person who helped Hunter use drugs was Yefi Louis Mulam. I don't care. But to say that it's a non-story, that isn't accurate either when it details their corruption and payoff and how it works. October surprise all the heck. I was wondering if it was going to get me an October surprise. I guess this is it. All right. When we come back, we'll see what we can bring in for you. Maybe we might have a representative. We'll see. We're working on it. Then we'll go over a lot of the other articles here, too, because there's a bunch of stuff I'd like to share. Oh, this is the one. Here's why Republicans are blocking a $2 trillion congressional virus stimulus bill. Yeah, we'll go over that. That's worth looking at. You'll like that one. On the cover of Freedom's Phoenix right now, if you want to go look. We'll be right back.
Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock continues after the news, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Full speed ahead. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Trump campaign not slowing down after five of Vice President Pence's staffers got the coronavirus.
This White House has been prepared from the outset to deal with cases when they arise.
White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah told Fox Business the Vice President will still go to Minnesota today. President Trump will be in Pennsylvania. Yesterday in New Hampshire, he touted coronavirus vaccines coming.
That will quickly end the pandemic. It's ending anyway. We're rounding the turn, but the vaccine will get it down fast.
Now, the other day, 83,000 new U.S. cases set a daily record, and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris in Michigan blamed the president, saying he didn't tell us what he knew early on.
We are now aware of what he knew, and look at the disaster and how it could have been avoided.
The Senate's expected to vote this evening to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
I think this may well be the single most important decision President Trump has made in his 4 years in office.
But it's only Republicans like Ted Cruz who will vote for. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Judge Barrett's confirmation is all but a done deal, but Democrats are still on the Senate floor making closing arguments. Kirsten Gillibrand of New York slamming the accelerated process right before the presidential election.
We have another judge infuriatingly and unfairly jammed into the court, the Supreme Court. My God. Lack of respect and audacity of beginning this process.
A final vote is set for early this evening. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority, so even with GOP Senator Susan Collins voting no, Barrett is expected to be easily confirmed. Dave?
Rachel, Tropical Storm Zeta could grow into a hurricane.
It's going to be turning to the north and then north-northeast and approach the northern Gulf coast of the United States on Wednesday.
Dennis Felkin of the National Hurricane Center. America's listening to Fox News.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yep. Unafeared here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, we're broadcasting from a campground, a very nice place in Michigan. And later this afternoon after work, Rick Kerp's going to come by, and we got some more stencils for him to go get some. And this is just the beginning. There's going to be, a lot of newly awakened. And this is one thing I did on a telegram to the audience yesterday is it's now. Now's the prep for the next election cycle. That we have a lot of open minds now. A lot of people go, "Oh, you crazy conspiracy! You crazy! We're not so crazy anymore." And now what? What's the truth? What are we going to do? Here we have a listing of here's why the Republicans are blocking a $2 trillion congressional virus stimulus bill. Virus because of the virus. Let's see if you see a whole bunch of virus stuff in here. Let's see, $300 million for migrant and refugee assistance because of, that's like money for somebody, not us, and I vote no. $10,000 per person for student loan bailout. Okay, so, they're going to what? Pay off people's student loans or $10,000? They're just throwing it in for every, and you can see through a lot of this listing, it's going to go to Democratic, they, them, those of we get the money and whatever we're going to do with it. $100 million to NASA, I don't know what that's about. $20 billion, that's a B, $20 billion United States Postal Service. Yeah, I got to pay them pensions. The pensions are, this is a pension thing. And that's one thing that Trump brought up in the debate. He goes, yeah. Got retirement, got 401ks. What happens when the stock market goes to crash? That's all done. Well, that's going to happen anyway, in my opinion. We'll see. $300 million for endowment for the arts because I have no idea. This, I can give you all kinds of reasons why that's, why do I got to pay for someone else's art? $300 million for endowment to the humanities, whatever that means. It's some kind of art thing. $15 million for veterans employment training. Well, didn't they have the GI Bill? And one thing they don't talk about is VA doing better under Trump. He's taking care of the veterans. That was a big issue. And we'll see how that goes. $435 million for mental health support. Well, let's see, the left needs that. $330 billion for the Department of Education Stabilization Fund, just so they can keep everybody employed when they're got the school shut down. That was one thing in Arizona. My family was telling me they got bond override election issues on the ballot for all kinds to give us more money. For what? I don't know. People got to make a decision here. $200 million Safe Schools Emergency Response and Violence Program. Yeah, $300 million public broadcasting. The National Public Radio is might as well be Pravda. I mean, this Biden laptop thing. It's not so much. I know they're corrupt. What else? They're really bad. Freedom good, government bad. How many bads I gotta add? It's just it's bad. So we're going to give propaganda wing of the government more money? Why do they even exist? That's a whole nother thing. $500 million to museums and libraries. There was one thing. We had it on Freedom's Phoenix. True Stream Media did a thing. They're coming for the books. I really recommend. I think it's still on the front page. Go take a look at that. I really recommend that. Because what he's saying is that they have a program, Google Books, has been going out and scanning in all the library books. Well, they have enormous, mistakes in it, and it's OCR, optical character reading or something. And it'd be great for being able to search the text for something. But then they say, if we scanned it in, then you can't check out the book. This has been a dystopian fear for a long time, but I want to look at the book. There was an episode of old Star Trek where Captain Kirk is accused of something, and he has an attorney, and he has all these books. Did I You're moving in? I mean, holy crap. He goes, books. You need books. Not this homogenized, pasteurized, computer digitized. You need the actual book. And he went on and give some rhetoric on that, which is applying right now. When you don't have the actual book, it's whatever Google tells you. You know, that's what it says. Here's the summary. Oh, we missed those few pages. This stuff is happening now. And because of it, they're making to where you can't get access to the book. Now, Aaron and Melissa Dykes over at TrueStream Media, they use the library a lot for a lot of their research to go look at the actual book. Now, because he's an alumni at the university there in Austin, you know, he's able to go in and use the library, but not everybody is. And you can't check out the book. If it's online, you're not allowed to do the... Oh, here's another one. If they have two books, then only two people can look at it online. Some copyright thing or something. It's like, you know, yeah, you can... You have it unlimited copies that you could get, but not so much. You're not allowed to look at it online more than the number of books that there are that you have access to these books. What the crap is that? This is a book, digital book burning thing. And not only that, it's going to be, it's a memory hole deal. This is 1984. You know, it's newspeak. You know, what is and is not available, what is and is not, you know, copied, what is and is not, and what limits you got. This is not good. You know, for me, I'm like, you know, it's all repeating again. I mean, you get good history on this stuff, and that's why we're so supportive of James Corbett's work. But this is happening now. This is Fahrenheit 451 stuff. You know, you got to take your book of 1984 and take it out of the fiction, put it in the, you know, the fact category, or reference material. Damn. 500 million museums and libraries, so you cannot have access to the books. Okay, $720 million to Social Security Administration. Okay, and how much of that's going to help people? $200 million. The rest is for administrative costs. Wow, this is a Pelosi thing, man. Damn. $25 million for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. Oh, okay. Yeah, $25 million. You know, for, you know, Mr. Clean. Okay. $7.5 million to Smithsonian for additional salaries. For what? $35 million, the JFK Center for Performing Arts. Now, this is happened in the last stimulus. I remember they did, for the amphitheater or Lincoln Theater, some theater there in Washington, and it went straight to them, and they donated a bunch of it to the DNC. See, all of this is just flow through to they, them, those, and on the left. And of course, the Republicans said, nah, we're good. You know, $3 billion to upgrade IT department, you know, so they can follow you more. I vote no.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. Deep house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, just a couple of others on here. $40 billion to go to Take Responsibility to Workers and Family Act. Whatever the heck that means. Direct payment. They're just going to, you know, be doling out the money. Here comes the helicopter. Yeah. Yeah, and it's a bunch of agencies. Airline Recycle and Save Program. Whatever the heck. There's a bunch of stuff that airlines. $526 million grants to Amtrak. For what? You know, they got $25 billion for transit infrastructure. Oh, my goodness. They might, you know, fix some bridges or something. I mean, if you're going to do something, do that. If you're going to just run up the credit card before the dollar goes to crap, at least get some stuff. I mean, you know, fix the roads or something. How much of this is the virus? It doesn't sound like a whole bunch. It's just money. We knew this was going to happen. What are they looking at? Six, eight, ten, you know, gazillions of dollars. You know, wow. You know, wow. And what's the fundamental role of government? Protection of individual rights. I don't see that in here. So, and I think Americans know it too. Americans are panic buying military and survivalist gear 2 weeks before the election. This is a Zero Hedge thing. It's an alarming trend we've observed before throughout the anxiety-ridden summer of rolling COVID lockdowns, you know, and, man. I am of the opinion that we're gonna reap what we sow. And what have we reaped? What have we sown? You know, this socialist government going to take care, and we sat on our butts and, what are we going to do about it? Until this happens. You know, is voting the solution? Just take care of yourself. We got, you know, Representative Gary, you know, what's his name, Eisen. You know, here in Michigan, a self-made guy. You know, he goes into legislature at 60-whatever years old. And that was one thing, you know, he'll probably get in trouble for it. You know, because I ask him, I go, you know, are there men there and women? I mean, you know, real Americans? Or is it just... He goes, we got 23-year-old legislators living at home with mom and dad. What's their observation? You know, anxiety-ridden summer of rolling COVID lockdowns and pandemic uncertainty, as well as the chaos of race protests and riots. Americans are stockpiling weapons and combat gear like there's no tomorrow, or rather looking toward the near-term extreme unknowns coming post-election. I think it's more a long-term, and this is something that I grew up my mother's side of the family. One of my sisters are Mormon. I grew up in, you know, the Mormon idea of, you know, even though our family wasn't religious, it was definitely stocking up on food. So we did. Just, you know, it's nice to know you got a meal. And oh my goodness, a warm bus. So it's going to come down to that. And that's one thing, you know, the Representative Gary was saying, yeah, how much toilet paper you got now? You know, we had hundreds of rolls in the attic. I go, there it is. You know, we just kept accumulating since H1N1, and we had a lot of stuff. So I'm feeling pretty good. Liberals, women, and black people are buying guns in record numbers. You know, is this going to save the Second Amendment? Probably. You know, and this was a show done by, you know, the left-leaning liberal, you know, not so much anymore, Tim Pool. Tim Pool's becoming very popular. That guy's living in a big house in Virginia now, I think. I think Luke Radowski is going to stop by and say hello. A government agency just paid a record $114 million to an anonymous whistleblower. Wow. Whistleblowing pays, I guess. Yeah, there'd be a bunch of people getting on it. Now, this was something that Richard Grove did. Richard Grove, when he came across, he's on Wall Street, came across enormous corruption, understanding, man, these guys got to pay. And he went through the whole, not so much. You know, well, that wasn't the Trump administration. I'm wondering if they're greasing the skids for this. You know, making sure, okay, you got it, you get paid. Where the modus operandi before, the MO before was, you know, you got your life destroyed. Oh, you think, just because the law says? Oh, no, maybe not. Well, maybe now. You know what happens when all these people start turning? We'll see. You know, we got a email from Lynn Olbrich, and we published it up. Yeah, put the Ross Olbrich story in the third hour, Donna. You know, I want people to be able to see this. A possible solution to the content problem. End-to-end encryption is essential for online privacy. Without it, service providers are able to eavesdrop on your communications, see your pictures, and piece together your whole life. This might be okay if you could trust them to keep your information private, but they won't. They use it to categorize you, track you, and sell you to advertisers or give you over to Big Brother. However, as the article points out, some people are abusing that privacy. Well, he goes into, you know, what solutions there may be, but he's in prison. What happens after this election? Will Trump, you know, start pardoning a bunch of people? Well, he has a petition for Ross Ulbricht. I vote Ross. Maybe he will. You know, because he can. He just goes, and you're free. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Hopefully. We'll see what happens. Home Depot co-founder slams Joe Biden's crazy tax plan. Here's a video. You know, now you got major corporations actually coming out and taking a side, saying something. It's about freaking time. I'm surprised there aren't more. And all this mass stuff is coming from corporations. Here in Michigan, mass, not so much anymore. But it's a county thing. You know, the governor's going, we're going to make you anyway. Is it going to be taken back by county? Is that the activism that's coming? I think so. In Arizona, in northeastern Arizona, Navajo County, they had a free county project. And this was, Sheriff Richard Mack got involved. A bunch of the activists moved up there. They wanted to have a free county. Oh, but they pushed back. That's for damn Skippy. They understand this is a county thing. You know, local communities. So I'm seeing that, you know, the county powers has been ignored. And when they do communities, even the commissioners, county, there's some bureaucrats running everything. And we could see this happened in the mid-90s. It was part of the sustainable development, environmental movement of what they knew they had to get down to the counties to do exactly what they're doing right now. It's a county thing. And, of course, state legislators. But after this national election, I think focus on the local is that's what we're trying to do here and help. You know, people need help in their local. Here come the love, show you some love. Give you what fur. Because I see that's what's coming. It's going to be simple stuff. Just surviving. You know, and now they're going, and your job? Got to have a vaccine. Why? Because it comes from up top. The big thing that they did is they're getting in the insurance industry. You know, the insurance, no, unless you do this, you're not allowed to do that. It's all by force. It's all these permits. It's all the requirements of, you know, because at county. Now, a lot of this stuff is at the county. You know, what we have an article up here. The U.S. is running out of these 9 foods fast. What are they? Go take a look. Organic prepper. You know, these are things you need to get. Yeah, and the energy to cook it. How are you going to do that? Well, we're not out of the woods yet, guys. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
You know, one of the stories that we have here, Biden boosters dox nuns for the sin of attending a Trump rally. This is in Ohio, and they're proud to do it. They saw there's these nuns here, and they, you know, supporting Trump, and they put them behind them. They're wearing their MAGA masks and so on. And doxing is when you out someone, you put up all their personal information and so on. We had an experience with this when we first started doing radio back in 03. I think it was by 05. There was a guy in Washington State that had, he wasn't even the target. It was a friend of his was over helping him work on his big, you know, super Bigfoot truck thing. And it was, they had it out for him because there was some relationship with his ex-wife and she just wanted to get him for something. And he's, well, he didn't, he was been here the whole time. Oh yeah, well, I'm going to kick your ass. And we're, really? Okay. So what he wound up doing is by the time the officer even got back to the precinct, he had doxed him. He had pulled up every bit of information he could, sent it to him, and said, look, this is the guy that did this. Oh, they didn't like it, so they were coming after him. So what he did is he took his time. He started to created an LLC, purchased a home, fitted out the basement with a bunch of servers, and he got every officer in the state of Washington, certainly in that county in Seattle, and I mean, just started dumping all of the available information that was open to the public in files on police officers. And he goes, look, you guys want to play this game? Well, he knew it was going to happen. They were going to come after him. They were going to try and shut him down. They did. But what they didn't know is he got a business insurance that had a $5 or $10 million legal coverage thing for defense. So when they brought him in, they go to the pretrial hearing. He had like six attorneys sitting there for him. And he goes, oh, this is my team of attorneys. Well, that's rock. They're like, damn it. So they had to open up a bunch of stuff. And in the end, you know, they always get theirs and, you know, and stuff happened. But it was this kind of doxing of public officials. I'm like, cool. You know, that should be open anyway. I don't have a problem with that. You know, it's that's, you know, part of the game. But, you know, politics, this is, you know, I mean, it may be legal. I don't know why it wouldn't be, but it just shows the kind of people you're up against. So they go and they out all these nuns. They said, this is what they look like without their mask with a picture taken from their webpage. This is what happens to you when you go and you support Trump. You know, this is what, you know, and they're doing it to a lot of people. Well, of course, they saw some nuns, so they go, they won't get that. This is the kind of thing that we're up against. I mean, you got to, you know, fortunately, you got to have a thick skin. You know, you got God on your side, that helps. But you know, I never, they always try and make you look bad. I've been doing this for 30 years, and they go, oh, the tie-dye wearing dope smoking gun toting libertarian Ernie Hancock said this about you. I didn't care. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's the issue that they can get you to where all of a sudden your mother-in-law doesn't, you know, think nice of you or something. You know, then they, you know, then you start backing off. Or what if you lose your job? You know, we've been self-employed most of the time for our whole adult life, and that's what's given us the freedom to do these kinds of things. What happens when, you know, they mandate a vaccine or mandate you sign something or mandate? It even happened to me in my restaurant. What I did when I opened, they're trying to shake me down for more money. You know, take 3 weeks for us to give you the, or you can pay an extra $300 and we'll get it done today. We'll come down and go, screw you, I'm opening. Boom. And they come down and they want me to sign all kinds of crap and everything. But in the application, when I sent it in for my health permit, license, open, whatever the hell it was, I sent them money, but I didn't sign it. 5 years later, they wanted to get me on something, and they come and they go, you didn't sign, you got to go, oh, I just sold it. You had your chance, too late. And, you know, because you don't sign it, I just didn't even sign it. I didn't even, you know, like forge it, or I just left it blank. Send in the check. They don't give a crap. They just wanted the money. You know, they just didn't look, because if you sign it, then you signed yourself over. You agreed and totally agreed and clicked the button. I agree. I didn't agree. But I opened. You know, and then they had one regulation was they changed to where a $60 part, a backflow prevention valve, it was goes on your CO2 carbonated water for your soda machines. And the reason they have that is if it backflows into the system and sits in copper, it can create a toxic substance. If, like, you have a restaurant that's out of business for years or something, and you drink out of the carbonated water out of the copper pipe right away or something, you die or something. I mean, that was their mindset. But you have a backflow prevention valve, and, you know, you don't have that problem. Okay, you're done. Oh, no. You got to get this $600 one. that, you know, approved by and we voted and somebody's cousin owns the company of whatever. And I'm going, really? Well, the plumber said, you know, these backflow valves, that prevention valves that you're putting in are the same ones they're doing Bank One Ballpark for the Diamondback. Jerry Coangelo owns the Suns. They gave him a waiver. You know, they're putting in the cheaper ones. And they got hundreds of these. You know, I don't know what the heck. We're working on that one. That one's not good, but that one's good, but yours is not. I don't know. I go, don't worry about it. I got covered. So when they came in, I go, you're absolutely right. We got to save the children. I want all the ones upgraded on the ballpark that they weren't even open yet either. They were still in the construction. I'm going, I want them all changed. All changed. You're absolutely right. I got to save the children. I want them all changed. I demand that we save them. They go, well, you want a waiver? I go, absolutely. And I sign, I go, just like Jerry, Ernest Hancock. That's how I did it. I go, you guys want to play? Man, I love when they do stupid stuff like this. But because they can. How many people push back on that? My partner was like, you know, he was a city councilman in Glendale. He was freaking out. He's like, yeah, but they, I go, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. His wife happened to be there when this conversation happened. And they're like, damn. You know, I go, yeah. I mean, it was $600. You know, it was, and they'd have to redo it. It would have been a $1,000 thing. But, you know, $1,000 on stupid stuff because they can. Here we have CNN's Lemon, you know, the gay black guy. You know, it's got to be a gay black guy. You know, rages against the rich Trump supporters who don't want to pay more taxes under Biden. You know, he's got Cuomo up there, the brother of the governor of New York, and he's a CNN guy too, and they're just a piece of work. And you just don't want to pay more taxes to give to everybody else. You are correct, sir. And the problem is, I don't know. Now, this is what we're talking about, social media stuff. Here is Patreon will remove creator accounts that promote QAnon content. All right. One of the other things is that they're going after another company. PayPal is doing the same kind of thing. They're going after a domain registrar, Epic, because they have their own digital currency that can be exchanged into dollars and buy stuff at Epic and do all that. And they go, no. And that's direct competition with PayPal and the U.S. dollar and the central banks. Of what you're, anybody that has anything to do with, you're not allowed. Now, of course, they're going to do their own GoldmanSucks.gov coin, you know, thing in the future. They need a digital currency to be able to immediately just put it in your account. And they got really helicopter money then. You know, this is, alternative currencies are not allowed. It's Epic's digital alternative currency called Masterbucks. It can be used to buy Epic products or converted in U.S. dollars. Well, there's your problem right there. And Mashable reports Epic did not take proper legal steps to run the digital currency. Blah, blah, blah. PayPal, nah, you're not allowed. So, of course, they did an open letter to the PayPal employees. Ouch, quit it, back and forth. I'm just saying there's going to be a parallel society. You know, and that's the one I wish to participate in. Where is that? You know, other countries are seeing. Sweden refuses to impose new lockdown measures, saying people have suffered enough. Despite Sweden mirroring other countries on the continent with rising coronavirus infections, because, you know, all the testing and everything, the government has held firm in refusing to lock down its population, weighing the untold misery and health impacts of isolation against the threat of COVID-19. The elderly, they said, have suffered enough. They have spent months being advised to avoid public transport, shopping. We're not doing it because we're not doing it. Good. 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 We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I don't know. You got that question. You can go check out Ron Paul Liberty Report. I watched one last time. I'm sitting here looking for it. Which one was it? It was a recent one. It's not slapping me in the face here which one it was, but it was him and Daniel McAdams going on about the election and so on, and what they thought was good news. And it was just an uplifting video of, yep, it's changing, you know, it's the people are changing, but not the government. I don't know what Trump can do, but if he gets a chance, we'll see. And if he doesn't, we'll see. You know, I can see this is, we'll see, because damn. You know, here we have Paul Rosenberg on Freedom's Phoenix, why Ross Ulbricht must be pardoned. We were just talking about him. You know, this is, I can give you a gazillion reasons, but it is definitely, they wanted to make an example of him. And a lot of people that don't remember, it was Silk Road. It was a free, open, outside the man crypto, purchase anything you want and get without, you know, them saying you can't. And they go, oh, yeah, we can say you can't. And he's in jail for a life sentence of not allowed, you know. I wonder if Trump would pardon him. Why not? You know, do it. You know, there's a whole bunch of people need to be pardoned. You know, I vote pardons. Yep, a whole bunch. And that was one thing that was in the debate. We were talking about how many people they pardoned. And Biden's going, we pardoned thousands. Yeah, right at the end. And a bunch of, a lot of the people that you're seeing in Black Lives Matter and in a lot of the protests and Antifa, right? These were people from communists from before that got arrested for doing bad stuff. Well, we're going to let them out so they can do some bad stuff for us. Yep. New home sales tumble in September as average price hits record high. You know, what? New home sales were expected to rise only a modest 1.4% month over month in September versus the 4.8% month over month in August. But things were notably worse with new home sales tumbling 3.5% in September, and August bounce revised down to, you know, 3% from the 4.8. You know, new home sales. Yeah, I'm not sure a lot of new homes. It's previously owned homes in rural areas. That's what's going. You know, I have so many stories from people in New England, in New Hampshire, and Maine, and so on. They're like, holy crap. It's like they got a dozen people looking at it, and it, you know, goes at $300,000 and it winds up selling for $360,000, $380,000. It's a bidding war to get out of the cities. Well, what? Yeah. This is happening right now. Why? Voting with your dollars. Wallet voting. Walletvoting.com. Yeah, that's something we'll be pushing too. There's a lot of things. I mean, yeah, we're activists, man. I can't sit in front of the computer all the time. As soon as Rick gets here today, we're going to be doing some sign stuff. Got to get him some new templates, get him set up with different things. Yeah, it's on the road, man, on the street. You know, got to get some. This is how we operate. But flu shots just killed 9 people in South Korea, and the season only got started. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of damage from this. I mean, what do they have? Limited liability or no liability. Yep, we're gonna do them and get them in the system right away for everybody. But fortunately, Trump finally, I was looking for this. I'm going, yep, well, he better say he won't mandate it. Well, he did, because I don't see mandating them. Yeah, it's available. Here it is. You guys want it? Go. You know, I'm not mandating it, but there will be a lot of companies and businesses that do. Unless the left says, we don't want that one because Trump did it. It's just like children. It's children. You know, it's like Representative Gary Eisen, he said, you know, I'm the adult in the room. You got all these legislators and, you know, who gets to be the adult? He said there's only 8 people that are over 50. Is that what he said? There's 8 people over 50. Wow. And they're term limited. You get 3 2-year sessions in the House and 2 4-year sessions in the Senate here in Michigan. And the governor. Wow. Well, we're having fun with it. You know, but there's a lot of new things coming, too. New nuclear engine concept could help realize 3-month trips to Mars. Okay. Yeah. You know, that's one thing. When we first started doing Freedom's Phoenix, I would spend every Saturday, you know, was Technology Day. And I would go in and just, you know, ask a few questions. I put in, okay, news, technology, news, computers, news, propulsion, news, solar or batteries. And I just go and I find all this stuff. That's what started Top Tech News. I'm just like, I'm so sick of all this. I want to see what's going to free us in the future. What's abundance going to be like? How? And it comes down, it's real simple. You're not allowed to be just left alone and do all this stuff. All it takes is just time and effort. I got my own property. I sit there and make adobe mud bricks. You know, I can build the geodesic domes. I can stamp out this and pour that. Here outside, I put it up, and I just thought it was kind of cool. It was a culvert that was put in the ground, you know, so it's facing up instead of sideways. And it's about 3 feet high. Then it has another culvert inside with a border about 8-10 inches. They poured concrete between the two, made a nice fire stand. And I'm going, you know what I do with that? I do the same thing, but I'd use aircrete. That way I could just tip it up on its end. It's light enough. I just roll it around wherever I want. Get 3 or 4 of those on my property. I can reconfigure, you know, fire pit, whatever the hell I wanted, because I can. I want to do that. Am I allowed? I don't know. I don't care. I'm not looking. Think about it. When we first got our 2-acre property in Arizona, excuse me, we're living in, you know, a horse property. You got horses all around. We didn't have horses. We had goats and chickens and turkeys and all that kind of stuff. But the first thing I did is I plowed an area probably about 50 by 60, and I wanted to plant tobacco plants. Well, I ordered them, but there was a late spring, so they didn't do well. They should have been getting bigger, and then it got too hot in the area. That didn't work out. But the idea was, when we first planted them, I was going to grow some tobacco plants and roll up a Freedom cigar. Freedom Phoenix cigar, and auction it off, light it up, just because I could. I just wanted to, you know, do a tobacco plant. The first question I got at the first party, is that legal? I don't know. I didn't look. I don't care. I'm not going to waste a freaking brain cell to go and look and see if I can plant a plant. A tobacco plant. Really? I'm going, you know, and even now they have an initiative in Arizona that will semi-decriminalize marijuana, recreational, of whatever the heck. But the last one, I couldn't endorse. It didn't win. It was like, no, hell no. It was Monsanto Bear legislation, or which is this one too. But it allows individuals to grow, I think, 6 or 12 plants per adult, but it has to be, you know, in a cage of, you know, whatever the hell. I got all kinds of regulations. But you're able to grow your own plants. Got to get a permit. Where's your permit? I don't know. I haven't checked it yet. But I, you know, we'll wait and see. Yeah, you read it after they pass it. You got to do the Pelosi thing. So I guess you could read it and see it. Mark Victor endorsed it. And he said that it's got problems, but, you know, it makes it better than. One of the things was that he was instrumental in getting overturned. There was a Yavapai County prosecutor that was going after people for vapes. It didn't specifically say that, you know, the vaping pens were legal, so they were arresting people coming out of the thing, out of the dispensaries and so on. That was, you know, what kind of people are these? The other thing is when they stop you for traffic, and if they want you, you got to take a blood test. We think you're under the influence, or you're in a wreck, and we're getting blood tests or something like that. And they would have what they call metabolites of cannabis. Now, it's not what gets you high. It's what it turns into after it processes through your body, your liver, your whatever. But there's still traces. You know, that's why drug testing, you smoked dope last month, we can tell. And they were getting for DUI. Well, this new law takes that away.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember.
Yep. Unafeared here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock. We're broadcasting from a campground, a very nice place in Michigan. And later this afternoon after work, Rick Kerp's going to come by, and we got some more stencils for him to go get some. And this is just the beginning. There's going to be, a lot of newly awakened. And this is one thing I did on a telegram to the audience yesterday is it's now. Now is the prep for the next election cycle. You know, that we have a lot of open minds now. A lot of people go, oh, you crazy conspiracy. You crazy, we're not so crazy anymore. And now what? You know, what's the truth? What are we going to do? You know, here we have a listing of here's why the Republicans are blocking a $2 trillion congressional virus stimulus bill. Virus, because of the virus. You know, let's see if you see a whole bunch of virus stuff in here. Let's see, $300 million for migrant and refugee assistance because of, that's like money for somebody, not us, and I vote no. $10,000 per person for student loan bailout. Okay. So, you know, they're going to what? You know, pay off people's student loans or $10,000? You know, they're just throwing it in for every. And you can see through a lot of this listing, it's going to go to Democratic they, them, those of we get the money and whatever we're going to do with it. $100 million to NASA. I don't know what that's about. $20 billion. That's a B. $20 billion United States Postal Service. Yeah, I got to pay them pensions. You know, the pensions are, this is a pension thing. And that's one thing that Trump brought up in the debate. He goes, yeah, got retirement, got 401ks. What happens when the stock market goes to crash? That's all done. Well, that's going to happen anyway, you know, in my opinion. We'll see. $300 million for endowment for the arts because I have no idea. You know, this, I can give you all kinds of reasons why that's, you know, why do I got to pay for someone else's art? $300 million for endowment to the humanities, whatever that means, it's some kind of art thing. $15 million for veterans employment training. Well, didn't they have the GI Bill? And you know, one thing they don't talk about is VA doing better under Trump. You know, he's taking care of the veterans. That was a big issue. And we'll see how that goes. $435 million for mental health support. Well, you know, see, the left needs that. $330 billion for the Department of Education Stabilization Fund. You know, just to, why? Just so they can keep everybody employed when they're got the school shut down. That was one thing in Arizona. You know, my family was telling me they got bond override election issues on the ballot for all kinds of, give us more money. For what? I don't know. People got to make a decision here. $200 million Safe Schools Emergency Response and Violence Program. Yeah, oh, $300 million Public Broadcasting. You know, the National Public Radio is, might as well be Pravda. I mean, you know, this Biden laptop thing. It's not so much. I know they're corrupt. What else? You know, they're really bad. Freedom good, government bad. How many bads I got to add? You know, it's just, it's bad. So we're going to give propaganda wing of the government more money. Yeah, why do they even exist? That's a whole nother thing. $500 million to museums and libraries. You know, there was one thing, we had it on Freedom's Phoenix. True Stream Media did a thing, they're coming for the books. I really recommend, I think it's still on the front page. Go take a look at that. I really recommend that. Because what he's saying is that they have a program, Google Books has been going out and scanning in all the library books. Well, they have enormous, you know, mistakes in it. And it's OCR, you know, optical character reading or something. And it'd be great for being able to search the text for something. But then they say, if we scanned it in, then you can't check out the book. This has been a dystopian fear for a long time, is that, but I want to look at the book. There was an episode of old Star Trek where Captain Kirk is accused of something, and he has an attorney, and he has all these books. Moving in? I mean, holy crap. He goes, books. You need books. Not this homogenized, pasteurized, computer digitized. You need the actual book. And he went on and give some rhetoric on that, which is applying right now. When you don't have the actual book, it's whatever Google tells you. You know, that's what it says. Here's the summary. Oh, we missed those few pages. This stuff is happening now. And because of it, they're making to where you can't get access to the book. Now, Aaron and Melissa Dykes over at TrueStream Media, they use the library a lot for a lot of their research to go look at the actual book. Now, because he's an alumni at the university there in Austin, you know, he's able to go in and use the library, but not everybody is. And you can't check out the book. If it's online, you're not allowed to do the... Oh, here's another one. If they have two books, then only two people can look at it online. Some copyright thing or something. It's like, you know, yeah, you can... You have it unlimited copies that you could get, but not so much. You're not allowed to look at it online more than the number of books that there are that you have access to these books. What the crap is that? This is a book, digital book burning thing. And not only that, it's going to be, it's a memory hole deal. This is 1984. You know, it's newspeak. You know, what is and is not available, what is and is not, you know, copied, what is and is not, and what limits you got. This is not good. You know, for me, I'm like, you know, it's all repeating again. I mean, you get good history on this stuff, and that's why we're so supportive of James Corbett's work. But this is happening now. This is Fahrenheit 451 stuff. You know, you got to take your book of 1984 and take it out of the fiction, put it in the, you know, the fact category, or reference material. Damn. 500 million museums and libraries so you cannot have access to the books. Okay. 720 million to Social Security Administration. Okay. And how much of that's going to help people? 200 million. The rest is for administrative costs. Wow. This is a Pelosi thing, man. Damn. 25 million for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. Oh. Okay. Yeah, 25 million, you know, for, you know, Mr. Clean. Okay. 7.5 million to Smithsonian for additional salaries. For what? 35 million the JFK Center for Performing Arts. Now, this is happened in the last stimulus. I remember they did, for the amphitheater or Lincoln Theater, some theater there in Washington, and it went straight to them, and they donated a bunch of it to the DNC. See, all of this is just flow through to they, them, those, and on the left. And, of course, the Republicans said, nah, we're good. You know, $3 billion to upgrade IT department, you know, so they can follow you more. I vote no.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, just a couple of others on here. $40 billion to go to Take Responsibility to Workers and Family Act. Whatever the heck that means. Direct payment. They're just going to, you know, be doling out the money. Here comes the helicopter. Yeah, and it's a bunch of agencies. Airline Recycle and Save Program. Whatever the heck. There's a bunch of stuff that airlines. $526 million grants to Amtrak. For what? You know, they got $25 billion for transit infrastructure. Oh, my goodness. They might, you know, fix some bridges or something. I mean, if you're going to do something, do that. If you're going to just run up the credit card before the dollar goes to crap, at least get some stuff. I mean, you know, fix the roads or something. How much of this is the virus? It doesn't sound like a whole bunch. It's just money. We knew this was going to happen. What are they looking at? Six, eight, ten, you know, gazillions of dollars? You know, wow. You know, wow. And what's the fundamental role of government? Protection of individual rights. I don't see that in here. So, and I think Americans know it, too. Americans are panic buying military and survivalist gear 2 weeks before the election. This is a Zero Hedge thing. It's an alarming trend we've observed before throughout the anxiety-ridden summer of rolling COVID lockdowns, you know, and I am of the opinion that we're gonna reap what we sow. And what have we reaped? What have we sown? You know, this socialist government going to take care, and we sat on our butts and what are we going to do about it? Until this happens. You know, is voting the solution? Just take care of yourself. We got, you know, Representative Gary, you know, what's his name, Eisen. You know, here in Michigan, a self-made guy. You know, he goes into legislature at 60-whatever years old. And that was one thing, you know, he'll probably get in trouble for it. You know, because I ask him, I go, you know, are there men there and women? I mean, you know, real Americans? Or is it just... He goes, yeah, we got 23-year-old legislators living at home with mom and dad. What's their observation? You know, anxiety-ridden summer of rolling COVID lockdowns and pandemic uncertainty, as well as the chaos of race protests and riots. Americans are stockpiling weapons and combat gear like there's no tomorrow, or rather looking toward the near-term extreme unknowns coming post-election. I think it's more a long-term, and this is something that I grew up my mother's side of the family, one of my sisters are Mormon. I grew up in, you know, the Mormon idea of, you know, even though our family wasn't religious, it was definitely stocking up on food. So we did. Just, you know, it's nice to know you got a meal. And oh my goodness, a warm bus. So it's going to come down to that. And that's one thing, you know, the Representative Gary was saying, yeah, how much toilet paper you got now? You know, we had hundreds of rolls in the attic. I go, there it is. You know, we just kept accumulating since H1N1, and we had a lot of stuff. So I'm feeling pretty good. Liberals, women, and black people are buying guns in record numbers. You know, is this going to save the Second Amendment? Probably. You know, and this was a show done by, you know, the left-leaning liberal, You know, not so much anymore, Tim Pool. Tim Pool's become very popular. That guy's living in a big house in Virginia now, I think. I think Luke Radowski is going to stop by and say hello. A government agency just paid a record $114 million to an anonymous whistleblower. Wow. Whistleblowing pays, I guess. You know, a bunch of people getting on it. Now, this was something that Richard Grove did. Richard Grove, when he came across, he's on Wall Street, came across enormous corruption, understanding, man, these guys got to pay. And he went through the whole, not so much. You know, well, that wasn't the Trump administration. I'm wondering if they're greasing the skids for this. You know, making sure, okay, you got it, and you know, you get paid. Where the modus operandi before, the MO before was, you know, you got your life destroyed. Oh, you think, oh, just because the law says? Oh, no, maybe not. Well, maybe now. You know what happens when all these people start turning? We'll see. You know, we got a email from Lynn Olbrich, and we published it up. Yeah, put the Ross Olbrich story in the third hour, Donna. You know, I want people to be able to see this. A possible solution to the content problem. End-to-end encryption is essential for online privacy. Without it, service providers are able to eavesdrop on your communications, see your pictures, and piece together your whole life. This might be okay if you could trust them to keep your information private, but they won't. They use it to categorize you, track you, and sell you to advertisers or give you over to Big Brother. However, as the article points out, some people are abusing that privacy. Well, he goes into, you know, what solutions there may be, but he's in prison. What happens after this election? Will Trump, you know, start pardoning a bunch of people? Well, he has a petition for Ross Olbrich. I vote Ross. Maybe he will. You know, because he can. He just goes, and you're free. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Hopefully. We'll see what happens. Home Depot co-founder slams Joe Biden's crazy tax plan. Here's a video. You know, now you got major corporations actually coming out and taking a side, saying something. It's about freaking time. I'm surprised there aren't more. And all this mass stuff is coming from corporations. Here in Michigan, not so much anymore. But it's a county thing. You know, the governor's going, we're going to make you anyway. Is it going to be taken back by county? Is that the activism that's coming? I think so. In Arizona, in northeastern Arizona, Navajo County, they had a free county project. And this was, Sheriff Richard Mack got involved. A bunch of the activists moved up there. They wanted to have a free county. Oh, but they pushed back. That's for damn Skippy. They understand this is a county thing. You know, local communities. So I'm seeing that, you know, the county powers has been ignored. And when they do communities, even the commissioners, county, there's some bureaucrats running everything. And we could see this happened in the mid-90s. It was part of the sustainable development, environmental movement of what they knew they had to get down to the counties to do exactly what they're doing right now. It's a county thing. And, of course, state legislators. But I'm after this national election, I think focus on the local is that's what we're trying to do here and help. You know, people need help in their local. Here come the love, show you some love, give you what fur. Because I can see that's what's coming. It's going to be simple stuff, just surviving. You know, and now they're going, oh, and your job? Got to have a vaccine. Why? Because it comes from up top. A big thing that they did is they're getting in the insurance industry. You know, the insurance, no, unless you do this, you're not allowed to do that. It's all by force. It's all these permits. It's all the requirements of, you know, because a county. Now, a lot of this stuff is at the county. You know, what? We have an article up here. The U.S. is running out of these 9 foods fast. What are they? Go take a look. Organic prepper. You know, these are things you need to get. Yeah. And the energy to cook it. How are you going to do that? Well, we're not out of the woods yet, guys. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
You know, one of the stories that we have here, Biden boosters dox nuns for the sin of attending a Trump rally. This is in Ohio, and they're proud to do it. They saw there's these nuns here, and they, you know, supporting Trump, and they put them behind them. They're wearing their MAGA masks and so on. And doxing is when you out someone, you put up all their personal information and so on. We had an experience with this when we first started doing radio back in 03. I think it was by 05. There was a guy in Washington State that had, he wasn't even the target. It was a friend of his was over helping him work on his big, you know, super Bigfoot truck thing. And it was, they had it out for him because there was some relationship with his ex-wife and she just wanted to get him for something. And he's, well, he didn't, he was been here the whole time. Oh yeah, well, you're, I'm going to kick your ass. And we're, really? Okay. So what he wound up doing is by the time the officer even got back to the precinct, he had doxed him. He had pulled up every bit of information he could, sent it to him, and said, look, this is the guy that did this. Oh, they didn't like it, so they were coming after him. So what he did is he took his time. He started to created an LLC, purchased a home, fitted out the basement with a bunch of servers, and he got every officer in the state of Washington, certainly in that county in Seattle, and I mean, just started dumping all of the available information that was open to the public in files on police officers. And he goes, look, you guys want to play this game? Well, he knew it was going to happen. They were going to come after him. They were going to try and shut him down. They were going to, they did. But what they didn't know is he got a business insurance that had a $5 or $10 million legal coverage thing for defense. So when they brought him in, they go to the pretrial hearing. He had like six attorneys sitting there for him. And he goes, oh, this is my team of attorneys. Well, that's rock. They're like, damn it. So they had to open up a bunch of stuff. And in the end, you know, they always get theirs and, you know, and stuff happened. But it was this kind of doxing of public officials. I'm like, cool. You know, that should be open anyway. I don't have a problem with that. You know, it's that's, you know, part of the game. But, you know, politics, this is, you know, I mean, it may be legal. I don't know why it wouldn't be, but it just shows the kind of people you're up against. So they go and they out all these nuns. They said, this is what they look like without their mask with a picture taken from their webpage. This is what happens to you when you go and you support Trump. You know, this is what, you know, and they're doing it to a lot of people. Well, of course, they saw some nuns, so they go, they won't get that. This is the kind of thing that we're up against. I mean, you got to, you know, fortunately, you got to have a thick skin. You know, you got God on your side, that helps. But, you know, I never, they always try and make you look bad. I've been doing this for 30 years. And they go, oh, the tie-dye wearing, dope-smoking, gun-toting libertarian Ernie Hancock said this about you. I didn't care. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's the issue. But if they can get you to where all of a sudden your mother-in-law doesn't, you know, think nice of you or something, you know, then they, you know, you start backing off. Or what if you lose your job? You know, we've been self-employed most of the time for our whole adult life. And that's what's given us the freedom to do these kinds of things. What happens when, you know, they mandate a vaccine or mandate you sign something or mandate? It even happened to me in my restaurant. What I did when I opened, they're trying to shake me down for more money. You know, take 3 weeks for us to give you the, or you can pay an extra $300 and we'll get it done today. We'll come down and go, screw you, I'm opening. Boom. And they come down and they want me to sign all kinds of crap and everything. But in the application, when I sent it in for my health permit, license, open, whatever the hell it was, I sent them money, but I didn't sign it. 5 years later, they wanted to get me on something, and they come and they go, you didn't sign, you got to go, oh, I just sold it. You had your chance, too late. And, you know, because you don't sign it, I just didn't even sign it. I didn't even, you know, like forge it, or I just left it blank. Send in the check. They don't give a crap. They just wanted the money. You know, they just didn't look, because if you sign it, then you signed yourself over, you agreed and totally agreed and clicked the button, I agree. I didn't agree. But I opened. You know, and then they had one regulation was they changed to where a $60 part, a backflow prevention valve, it was goes on your CO2 carbonated water for your soda machines. And the reason they have that is if it backflows into the system and sits in copper, it can create a toxic substance. If, like, you have a restaurant that's out of business for years or something, and you drink out of the carbonated water out of the copper pipe right away or something, you die or something. I mean, that was their mindset. But you have a backflow prevention valve, and you know you don't have that problem. Okay, you're done. Oh, no, 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 no. You got to get this $600 one that, you know, approved by and we voted and somebody's cousin owns the company of whatever. And I'm going, really? Well, the plumber said, you know, these backflow valves, that prevention valves that you're putting in are the same ones they're doing Bank One Ballpark for the Diamondback. Jerry Coangelo owned the Suns. They gave him a waiver. You know, they're putting in the cheaper ones. And they got hundreds of these. You know, I don't know what the heck. We're working on that one. That one's not good, but that one's good, but yours is not. I don't know. I go, don't worry about it. I got covered. So when they came in, I go, you're absolutely right. We got to save the children. I want all the ones upgraded on the ballpark that they weren't even open yet either. They were still in the construction. I'm going, I want them all changed. All changed. You're absolutely right. I got to save the children. I want them all changed. I demand that we save them. They go, well, you want a waiver? I go, absolutely. And I sign, I go, just like Jerry, Ernest Hancock. That's how I did it. I go, you guys want to play? Man, I love when they do stupid stuff like this. But because they can. How many people push back on that? My partner was like, you know, he was a city councilman in Glendale. He was freaking out. He's like, yeah, but they, I go, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. His wife happened to be there when this conversation happened. And they're like, damn. You know, I go, yeah. I mean, it was $600. You know, it was, and they'd have to redo it. It would have been a $1,000 thing. But, you know, $1,000 on stupid stuff. Because they can. Here we have CNN's Lemon, you know, the gay black guy, you know, it's got to be a gay black guy, you know, rages against the rich Trump supporters who don't want to pay more taxes under Biden. You know, he's got Cuomo up there, brother of the governor of New York, and he's a CNN guy too, and they're just a piece of work. And you just don't want to pay more taxes to give to everybody else. You are correct, sir. And the problem is, I don't know. Now, this is what we're talking about, social media stuff. Here is Patreon will remove creator accounts that promote QAnon content. All right. One of the other things is that they're going after another company. PayPal is doing the same kind of thing. They're going after a domain registrar, Epic, because they have their own digital currency that can be exchanged into dollars and buy stuff at Epic and do all. And they go, no. And that's direct competition with PayPal and the U.S. dollar and the central banks. Of what you're, anybody that has anything to do with, yeah, you're not allowed. Now, of course, they're going to do their own GoldmanSucks.gov coin, you know, thing in the future. They need a digital currency to be able to immediately just put it in your account. Hey, they got really helicopter money then. You know, this is, alternative currencies are not allowed. It's Epic's digital alternative currency called Masterbucks. It can be used to buy Epic products or converted in U.S. dollars. Well, there's your problem right there. And Mashable reports Epic did not take proper legal steps to run the digital currency. Blah, blah, blah. PayPal, nah, you're not allowed. So, of course, they did an open letter to the PayPal employees. Ouch, quit it, back and forth. I'm just saying there's going to be a parallel society. You know, and that's the one I wish to participate in. Where is that? You know, other countries are seeing. Sweden refuses to impose new lockdown measures, saying people have suffered enough. Despite Sweden mirroring other countries on the continent with rising coronavirus infections, because, you know, all the testing and everything, the government has held firm in refusing to lock down its population, weighing the untold misery and health impacts of isolation against the threat of COVID-19. The elderly, they said, have suffered enough. They have spent months being advised to avoid public transport, shopping. We're not doing it because we're not doing it. Good. 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 We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I don't know. You got that question. You can go check out Ron Paul Liberty Report. I watched one last time. I'm sitting here looking for it. Which one was it? It was a recent one. It's not slapping me in the face here which one it was, but it was him and Daniel McAdams going on about the election and so on, and what they thought was good news. And it was just an uplifting video of, yep, it's changing. You know, it's the people are changing, but not the government. I don't know what Trump can do, but if he gets a chance, we'll see. And if he doesn't, we'll see. You know, I can see this is, we'll see, because damn. You know, here we have Paul Rosenberg on Freedom's Phoenix, why Ross Ulbricht must be pardoned. We were just talking about him. You know, this is, I can give you a gazillion reasons, but it is definitely, they wanted to make an example of him. Now, a lot of people that don't remember, it was Silk Road. It was a free, open, outside the man crypto, purchase anything you want and get without, you know, them saying you can't. And they go, oh, yeah, we can say you can't. And he's in jail for a life sentence of not allowed, you know. I wonder if Trump would pardon him. Why not? You know, do it. You know, there's a whole bunch of people need to be pardoned. You know, I vote pardons. Yep, a whole bunch. And that was one thing that was in the debate. We were talking about how many people they pardoned. And Biden's going, we pardoned thousands. Yeah, right at the end. And a bunch of, a lot of the people that you're seeing in the Black Lives Matter and in a lot of the protests and Antifa, right? These were people from communists from before that got arrested for doing bad stuff. Well, we're going to let them out so they can do some bad stuff for us. Yep. New home sales tumble in September as average price hits record high. You know, what? New home sales were expected to rise only a modest 1.4% month over month in September versus the 4.8% month over month in August. But things were notably worse with new home sales tumbling 3.5% in September, and August bounce revised down to, you know, 3% from the 4.8. You know, new home sales. Yeah, I'm not sure. A lot of new homes. It's previously owned homes in rural areas. That's what's going. You know, I have so many stories from people in New England, in New Hampshire, and Maine, and so on. They're like, holy crap. It's like they got a dozen people looking at it, and it, you know, goes at $300,000, and it winds up selling for $360,000, $380,000. It's a bidding war to get out of the cities. Well, what? Yeah. This is happening right now. Why? Voting with your dollars. Wallet voting. Walletvoting.com. Yeah, that's something we'll be pushing too. There's a lot of things. I mean, we're activists, man. I can't sit in front of the computer all the time. As soon as Rick gets here today, we're going to be doing some sign stuff. Got to get him some new templates, get him set up with different things. Yeah, it's on the road, man, on the street. You know, got to get some. This is how we operate. But flu shots just killed 9 people in South Korea, and the season only got started. There's going to be a lot of damage from this. I mean, what do they have? Limited liability or no liability. Yep, we're gonna do them and get them in the system right away for everybody. But fortunately, Trump finally, I was looking for this. I'm going, yep, well, he better say he won't mandate it. Well, he did, because I don't see mandating them. Yeah, it's available. Here it is. You guys want it? Go. You know, I'm not mandating it, but there will be a lot of companies and businesses that do. Unless the left says, we don't want that one because Trump did it. It's just like children. It's children. You know, it's like Representative Gary Eisen, he said, you know, I'm the adult in the room. You got all these legislators and, you know, who gets to be the adult? He said there's only 8 people that are over 50. Is that what he said? There's 8 people over 50. Wow. And they're term limited. You get 3 2-year sessions in the House and 2 4-year sessions in the Senate here in Michigan. And the governor. Wow. Well, we're having fun with it. You know, but there's a lot of new things coming, too. New nuclear engine concept could help realize 3-month trips to Mars. Okay. Yeah. You know, that's one thing. When we first started doing Freedom's Phoenix, I would spend every Saturday, you know, was Technology Day. And I would go in and just, you know, ask a few questions. I put in, okay, news technology, news computers, news propulsion, news solar or batteries. And I just go and I find all this stuff. That's what started Top Tech News. I'm just like, I'm so sick of all this. I want to see what's going to free us in the future. What's abundance going to be like? How? And it comes down, it's real simple. You're not allowed to be just left alone and do all this stuff. All it takes is just time and effort. I got my own property. I sit there and make adobe mud bricks. You know, I can build the geodesic domes. I can stamp out this and pour that. Here outside, I put it up, and I just thought it was kind of cool. It was a culvert that was put in the ground, you know, so it's facing up instead of sideways. And it's about 3 feet high. Then it has another culvert inside with a border about 8-10 inches. They poured concrete between the two, made a nice fire stand. And I'm going, you know what I do with that? I do the same thing, but I'd use aircrete. That way I could just tip it up on its end. It's light enough. I just roll it around wherever I want. Get three or four of those on my property. I can reconfigure, you know, fire pit, whatever the hell I wanted, because I can. I want to do that. Am I allowed? I don't know. I don't care. I'm not looking. Think about it. When we first got our 2-acre property in Arizona, excuse me, we're living in, you know, a horse property. You got horses all around. We didn't have horses. We had goats and chickens and turkeys and all that kind of stuff. But the first thing I did is I plowed an area probably about 50 by 60, and I wanted to plant tobacco plants. I ordered them, but there was a late spring, so they didn't do well. They should have been getting bigger, and then it got too hot in there, and that didn't work out. But the idea was, when we first planted them, I was going to grow some tobacco plants and roll up a Freedom cigar. Freedom's Phoenix cigar. I'd auction it off, light it up, just because I could. I just wanted to, you know, do a tobacco plant. The first question I got at the first party, is that legal? I don't know. I didn't look. I don't care. I'm not going to waste a freaking brain cell to go and look and see if I can plant a plant, a tobacco plant. Really? I'm going, you know, and even now they have an initiative in Arizona that will semi-decriminalize marijuana, recreational, whatever the heck. But the last one, I couldn't endorse. It didn't win. I was like, no, hell no. It was Monsanto Bear legislation, or which is this one too. But it allows individuals to grow, I think, 6 or 12 plants per adult, but it has to be, you know, in a cage of, you know, whatever the hell. They got all kinds of regulations. But you're able to grow your own plants. Got to get a permit. Where's your permit? I don't know. I haven't checked it yet. But I, you know, we'll wait and see. Yeah, yeah. Read it after they pass it. Yeah, do the Pelosi thing. So I guess you could read it and see it. Mark Victor endorsed it. And he said that it's got problems, but you know, it makes it better than. One of the things was that he was instrumental in getting overturned. There was a Yavapai County prosecutor that was going after people for vapes. It didn't specifically say that, you know, the vaping pens were legal, so they were arresting people coming out of the thing, that out of the dispensaries and so on. That was. You know, what kind of people are these? The other thing is when they stop you for traffic, and if they want you, you got to take a blood test. We think you're under the influence, or you're in a wreck, and we're getting blood tests or something like that. And they would have what they call metabolites of cannabis. Now, it's not what gets you high. It's what it turns into after it processes through your body, your liver, your whatever. But there's still traces. You know, that's why drug testing, you smoked dope last month, we can tell, and they were getting for DUI. Well, this new law takes that away. You know, that metabolites are not, you know, intoxication. So you're making little progress. But is it really progress? You look at the other side, and it's all this rule you control permit of what. There's a whole nother mindset has to come, and now's a good opportunity for it. Now there's a chance. People's minds have been opened. They see the corruption. How's the national election going to go? I don't know. I can't muster up a whole bunch I care. It's you, your friends, your neighbors. Are they willing to say 9/11 was not what they said it was? Now, this COVID-19 hoax is not what they said it was. There's another agenda here. Now what? Yeah, you build for the future. My grandkids will be riding to Phoenix. Woo, from the ashes.